You know, it does, because sometimes you'll be in the car bored and it's just a thought will hit you, or better yet, you'll just see something by the road and have to talk about that. You're like, you won't believe these. You know, you'll see just signs in weird places, or you'll see a weird, like, you know, this is America and everything is a little weird some places. Like in the back roads of Alabama, I found like an entire little village of stuff that some guy had made out of like spare parts. He had like a Wizard of Oz theme, and there was an alien spaceship. And I'm just like, I need to get out of here before they start thinking I'm dinner. It was very. I took a picture of that thing. It's very weird. Yes, you get material from everywhere though. Being in the car, on the road, at a truck stop in the middle of the morning at 3 o'clock a.m. because you get to read some kind of new fun and racist graffiti. It's great.
What is the line you're drawing between thinking, oh, this could be material, oh, this is kind of scary?
Oh, it's always scary. The scarier, the better. The scarier, the accurate, the better material for me. Because I'm not a nice and friendly comic. I'm not going to be up here. I'm not juggling. I'm very honest. I'm kind of dark. I'm very twisted. The darkest stuff on the planet makes me laugh, and then I make people laugh from that.
Do you really?
I truly, I'm not even joking. I always forget, but there's this one bathroom on the way to Birmingham, Alabama, at a pilot station, and I always want to take my iPhone in there just to take the pictures of whatever new racist graffiti is on the wall, and it just makes me laugh. And I'm like, I don't want to walk into a camera with. I don't want to walk into a bathroom with a camera. That just looks frightening. But I'm just telling you, it's got some of the best racist graffiti I've ever seen in my life. It's hilarious.
When you're, you know, and you're in that bathroom, you see some of this horrible racist graffiti. I mean, how do you make that funny? I know you say you're an honest comic.
I don't have to make it funny. It makes itself funny. You'll see some of the most ignorant racist graffiti on the planet say, like, white supremacy with the word white misspelled. And so I'm just like, really? Really? You know, kill all the N-words. And I'm just like, really? You just spelled that with a Q. What is your problem? How are you just idiotic? What's wrong with you? Go back to your trailer and inbreed with your third cousin once removed, divided by your daddy's square pie. Anyway.
I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you ever worried about offending someone? Not that it would hurt your feelings or you feel bad about it, but what they might do.
No. What's the worst thing you can do? Get mad, cry to the man. He offended me with a thought, and I don't like to think on Sunday night because that's a church day. We ain't supposed to be thinking. No, get over yourself. Comedy is supposed to be comedy. If you're easily offended, don't come to the club. Comics are horrible human beings. We drink, most of us smoke, we curse, we do horrible things to waitresses. We're not the normal breed of everybody. We're not 9-to-5ers. We're not going to go, hey, did you see what happened last night on
Mad Men?
You know, Mad Men, did you care about Mad Men? Unless the entire set burned up and someone got ran naked with just a leopard print scarf on, no, I don't see it. I don't care about it. It's not. Don't ask me anything about a reality show because I don't care about anyone on those shows. I had a horrible joke last week. I can't even do on your air right now. It's what every now and then you get a joke you're going to use for 2 or 3, you know, performances only because it's so right in the moment. And I had a great line about Kim Kardashian and a flower bombing, but I can't do it on the radio. Trust me, I can't.
Okay, I trust you.
If you want to look it up on my Twitter account, Mo Alexander, M.O. Alexander. It's on there from last Sunday night or Friday night or something. It's there.
You know, it's funny you bring up Twitter because Steve Martin has become a big person of tweets, and he says he finds out that there are a lot of funny people out there who aren't comics. Do you find that out?
Yes, there's a lot of funny people. There's a lot of people who can write funny, but you have to be able to translate writing funny into taking it on stage and making it funny. Because a lot of people can write some of the funniest things on the planet, but they can't stand up in front of people.
Is it ever tough to let go of maybe a topical joke? Maybe it's about Kim Kardashian getting flower bombed, and 3 weeks or 3 months out, you go, boy, it's still a funny thing, but it's not nearly as relevant, and I've got to let it go?
A joke like that is so in the moment, I can't keep it. I cannot keep it. Because I did it twice, it was relevant at that very moment in time because it just happened. And yeah, it's a funny joke, but I can't keep that. If it's something, like there's a story I started talking about back in October because it happened in October about this family of four who got lost in a corn maze for 8 hours and had to get called out, had to call 911, wanted to get out. That joke is still in my set. I'm keeping that. I'm keeping that for right now because it's funny. I don't care how non-relevant it is. It happened. It really happened, and it just shows the stupidity of human beings that you're in a corn maze and you couldn't get out of a corn maze, and you're calling 911 to get you out of a corn maze. I'm not going to do the joke on the air, but trust me, it's not right. I mean, it's corn. Walk straight through it. It's not going to hurt you. There's no pitfall. There's not a minotaur that they're trying to eat you. It's corn. Just walk till you see more or less corn. That's not even the joke I do about it. That's just me and how I truly felt about how the joke came about. Because I heard someone get lost in a corn maze and had to call 911, and I'm just like, it's corn. Keep walking through the corn. That's all you got to do. You'll get out eventually. I just hate people. I just make fun of things like that. That joke will stay in my head for a long time because it's funny to me.
I guess if you're an observer, an appreciator of sorts of stupid human behavior, you're never going to run out of material. You're never going to be disappointed.
No. I don't consider myself. I consider myself more than an observer. I like to call my comedy is observational plus confrontational. Because if you do something stupid, I'm going to call you on it. It's not just like I'm sitting back and watching someone cross the street wrong or something. And I was like, hey, you're an idiot. Do it this way. I'm going to confront you about your stupidity. Seriously. And I was like, I'm going to make fun of you to your face, and I'm going to talk about you later on the stage. That's what's going to happen.
I'm now going to have this thing in my subconscious before I do anything. Would Mo Alexander find this stupid? Am I about to do something that could be part of his act?
That is a great way to live your life right there. What would Mo laugh at? There you go.
We could get bracelets. WMLA. What would Mo laugh at?
What would Mo laugh at? I like that. Those are bracelets. I got to get on that. That's beautiful.
Well, Mo Alexander will be at the UARC Bowl. It's Sunday night. It's at 7:30. My advice is try not to do anything between now and then that would make Mo laugh.
Do not end up on the national news this week, and I will make fun of you. Can I plug some stuff real quick?
I was about to ask.
Oh, okay, cool. The website is slapthestupid.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My Twitter account is Mo Alexander. And Facebook is Comedian Mo Alexander. Go all there. Check me out. See some videos on YouTube, Mo Alexander. If you type in M.O. Alexander, you'll find a whole bunch about me.
You will.
And lots. Some of it's bad, some of it's good, some of it involves midgets. I don't care.
Mo, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you very much.